Often people asking what is the best exercise for front lever, what is the best exercise for planche. You don't need the best exercise, but need only patterns.
Yo gorillas, welcome to the Athlete Insider podcast by Gor Nation. My name is Phil and today's guest is the Polish superhuman, an extremely strong athlete in statics, in endurance, in weighted. I'm here really happy to welcome you to the show, Michal Urbanek.
Hi guys.
So finally, we made this possible. A lot of questions for you, a lot of people asked for you, and we can directly kick off. Michal, who are you?
Michal is the normal guy which started calisthenics 7 years ago, and who never know he would get to that level.
7 years, that's so crazy. Like when I see your performances, your records, your personal records, it's extreme numbers. What is the record that you're most proud of? What is the, in your opinion, the strongest thing you've done?
Oh, that's very cool questions. I never think about it, and I think the harder record for me, not the best, but the most hard for me was front lever 53 seconds.
53 seconds?
This is the most hard for me.
When was it?
Last year in December? I don't know. Wait a second.
Okay. And I can imagine 53 seconds of front lever. Really you need endurance for that. You need
in October. It was
October. Okay.
And, right. And then I do only pull-ups in front lever. And 2 months ago, I end my journey with front lever. I don't doing front lever since 2 months.
Wow, why?
This is very boring for me. Last month I do only Hephaestus, and I increase my strength of shoulders because this was my weakness.
Okay. So shoulder for me for you means you want to planche or dip?
I have push-ups, planche, but dips is, I think this is the my, if I doing more dips than I doing, this is will be my the best part, but I'm only doing a lot of pull-ups, so my the best part is my back.
Okay.
But so, I think my chest has the best predispositions to strength and in my look.
Is it genetics?
I think it is genetics.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. Let's. How old are you?
Now I'm 22 years old.
22, and how heavy?
Now it's 76, but before 2 months ago, I have 71 when I'm make last my records.
Okay. So for front lever, it was good to be light, right? Not to be heavy.
Yes. Not okay. To be heavy.
I can imagine.
We must have optimal weight for it.
Yeah.
Not and too heavy, not too light.
And for Hephaestus now, it's not that important that you're heavier?
In Hephaestus, it is important, but not like in front lever.
Okay. Okay. And how tall are you?
178.
Okay. Cool. So quite tall for a statics athlete, for the, at least on your level there.
Really?
Do you feel that you're too tall, or is it perfect?
Sometimes I feel I'm too tall. in one arm from lever, last training from one arm from lever, was very hard for me, and I have a little progress. Mm-hmm. So I think I have too much weight for 100 liver, and I am too tall to be like athletes which have very good 100 liver.
Okay, makes sense. Yeah, 7 years of calisthenics now. Tell us how did you start 7 years ago? How did you start working out?
I start training with my friends in school. I do workouts 4 times a week. That's for fun only. And when I saw I am good, I started to set new goals for me and keep going.
Okay. So you started with 15 years old?
Yes.
Okay. And where did you start? Did you work out at home or in a gym or outdoor?
I start work out in my home. And I did my first pull-ups in swing. Mm-hmm. Bars in the swing.
Ah, okay. On a playground.
Yes.
Okay. Interesting. And your goals in the beginning were just to do some pull-ups, like no statics, just reps.
When I'm starting after 1 month, I do first back lever, and I think when I'm do first back lever, I feel something which I never feel again later. Mm-hmm. So this is first back lever for me it brought me a great joy.
Yes.
Can be? Okay.
Yes, I can imagine. So this was the moment where
this was only back lever, not 53 seconds front lever, not 100 pull-up for one rep. But this is the first static element for me. So this is the most, this was very important.
Okay. For the motivation to keep going and to...
Yes, right.
So you wanted to achieve more after that.
Yes, next I was training for front lever and muscle ups. But when I'm starting training, in my first trainings, I never doing highest push-ups, handstand push-ups. Mm-hmm. So now my shoulders for plunge, for example, is very weak.
Okay. And are you like genetically more a pull person or a push person?
I think I am. I have genetics for pull, but I have the best genetics for push, but push which engaging a chest, not deltoid muscles.
Okay, so for example, planche is still difficult for you.
Yes.
Okay. Because for planche, you don't need a lot of chest, right?
A little, but if we can compare my planche and my weighted dip, you have answer.
Yeah. True. So in the beginning, how many hours did you spend on training per week? Like you said, training 4 times per week.
My one training unit takes me 2 hours to 3 hours. I'm training 4 or 5 times a week. So I think I spent over 12 hours for a week.
Today, like today or the years ago.
I have a little more spent times for my training right now. Earlier, I was training a little less, right?
Yeah. OK. Okay, makes sense. And how does your schedule look like? How do you split your workouts? How do your 4 to 5 workouts look like?
So this is very hard questions because if I wanted to describe the structure of my workouts, I would have, I think, 6 hours because this is very big topic. But to answer these questions, I will tell you what is the most important when we plan our trainings. And we must have good training volume, good periodization, and all training must comply with human physiology. So if we want to increase front lever hold, we must doing front lever hold. If we need to increase 1 rep max, we must doing 1 rep max. Of course, it's not all, because we must also use other exercise, but this is the most important.
Okay. So tell us, how is it possible to combine at such a high level statics, endurance, and weighted? How is it possible at such a high level to compare to put everything in one workout schedule?
We have to divide our trainings properly. I will describe it on my example. When I'm training for 1 rep max, I can do 54 pull-ups. When I'm training endurance in pull-ups, I can to do 100 pull-ups. It's very difficult to have the best strength and the best endurance in the same time. So we must divide trainings. This is the good periodization. We plan, for example, 3 months for 1 rep. When we reach our goal, we must change our workouts. But there is one problem. Someone who is big with a lot of muscles has the ability to be strong, but not necessarily endurance. In the endurance, we need to have optimal muscles, because big muscles need a lot of energy, a lot of oxygen, and not necessarily someone big can be very durable.
Definitely makes sense. So a question, is it possible if you focus 3 months on endurance to keep the level in weighted, or do you lose performance when you focus on endurance? Like, is it really destroying the weighted progress?
A little. This is... not very, not much, but a little. If someone needs best resource for him, this guy must concentrate on one goal, strength or endurance. When this guy doing both in the same time, he never will be the best in strength on in endurance. He will be good, but he won't be the best.
And your goal is to be like an all-round athlete?
Yes. Okay. This is my goal.
Okay. So you do one record?
Of course, mm-hmm. Yes. Of course, I try to check what is my predisposition, and I using it on my workouts.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you do one record and then you go to another record and work on it.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, that's cool. And
I can't do all my records in 1 month. It's impossible to do.
Makes sense. Do you also have time to work out legs, or is it not your focus? Is it maybe even bad for front lever?
Now I'm training legs because I changed my goals. But earlier I'm not training legs. Because big legs will be a problem for my strong lever hold, for example.
Yeah. Okay, and you're not worrying about aesthetics because your focus is really on the performance, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, makes sense. Yeah, people also asked why don't we see you straddle planche often?
Because I have a problem with my adductors, so straddle planche isn't much easier than full planche for me. And when I was training for planche, I was doing only full planche.
Wow. Yes. So you skip like one whole progression. That's cool.
Straddle planche, not must be a progression. We can get full planche without straddle planche.
Okay, I didn't know that. Like, I thought it makes sense for everybody who wants to learn the full planche to learn the straddle planche.
I don't think so.
Okay, cool. How often do you work out your core? Like, especially working on the core, not maybe in exercise where it's integrated, like front lever, but really core workout. How often do you do that?
Now, zero. I don't need them. Core engages in many exercise. So I think I have strong core to all still workout elements. Now I add exercise for core with rotation, but this is for boxing.
Okay.
Because yeah. I must increase my strength, core strength in rotation.
Okay. Because that's something that I saw in your Instagram bio that you're also doing boxing next to street workout and street lifting. Is it just a hobby or is it also on hype on a high level?
Only a hobby because I started too late and I never will be good in boxing like I am good in street workout.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. People ask a lot about your tattoos. Do you have stories behind them? What was your first tattoo?
I got first tattoo when I was 17, and this is it. This is Things Are Possible, and this tattoo refers to steel workout because a lot of elements are possible to do. Moreover, it always reminds me a lot of things can be done. So this is something like motivation for me, something for never give up.
That's cool. Because I think you need some mindset or and things like that to be able to achieve world records and records like you do with the front lever, with the Hefesto, et cetera, et cetera. So it's always a reminder that everything is possible.
Right.
Great. Next question from the community. What is your advice for front lever?
Next hard questions because I have not a lot of information, so I must answer generally. If we want to learn from lever, which with pull-ups, we should try to do training with isometrics for from lever. But important is in our training, front lever should be before pull-ups. For front lever in this situation, I recommend only isometrics because we have concentric exercise in pull-ups.
Okay. And is it possible to learn the front lever only with pull-ups, like if you are really good in pull-ups?
If guy have good predisposition, I think this is possible.
More with endurance or more with weighted? What is easier?
Weighted.
Okay. In what rep range? Is it like 3 reps or 10 reps?
From since 3 reps to 5 or 6.
Okay. Cool. Then some weighted guys will be happy to hear that. let's talk about your nutrition. Like you're really, on the one hand, you're like really ripped and you had like a really low body percentage, especially last year. And now you also gained a lot of mass. How is your nutrition? How do you eat?
I always say I have 70% healthy food and I have 30% unhealthy foods, because I can help but eat sweets or chips, pizza. I must have in my diet, but I try to keep my diet largely healthy.
Okay.
But diet isn't very creative. I eat eggs, chicken, rice. This is the most common for me.
Okay. You eat a lot of times the same food, so rice, chicken.
Yes. Yes.
The typical fitness food.
Because I am very lazy and I don't like make meal for me, so I using the same products.
Okay. And you do your meal prep? So like, do you cook for 3 or 4 days?
I cook for 1 day.
Okay.
And I have supply for 4 days, 3 days.
Okay.
2 times in week I go to shop and I buy what I need.
Okay.
For 3 or 4 days.
Okay. And do you take supplements like whey or creatine or something like that?
Yes, I take creatine, I take beta-alanine, citrulline, melatonin for sleep, for better sleep. This is the most important for me. Sometimes I take caffeine before my workout. And simple vitamins, omega, and something for the joint, like collagen or MSM.
Okay. And how important do you think nutrition is for a good performance? Would it be possible for you to have the same results with worse nutrition?
I think this is not the most important, but when I eat more healthy with regular means, I feel better, not only on training, but for all time.
Okay. Because for me, it's interesting. Some people say nutrition is the most important. You have to eat right. And like training is secondary. And there, like a lot of people in street workout, they say, workout is the most important.
Nutrition is the most important for people which training culturistic, right?
For good aesthetic.
For body.
Yeah.
For body.
Yeah. Okay. Makes sense. Yeah, what are the goals? What are your goals for this year?
For this year, I changed my training right now, and now I want to gain some muscle mass for street lifting, correct my legs. I want to make a Polish record in 1 rep dip and 1 rep pull up. And I must compare my training now with boxing. What be the next? I will thinking about it, but 200 kilograms weighted dips looks tempting, as well as the syringes I would have to use to achieve that.
True. I can imagine. Where is the Polish record right now?
Dip or pull up?
Both.
Pull up is, I think, I don't know. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
I think is 105. In dip is 155.
Oh, okay.
But I'm not sure.
Okay. But nice. Sounds really good. I'm looking forward to the 200 kg dip. That would be insane. But it's something do you think it's realistic? Like this year or like 3 years or 2 years or?
I think this is goal for next 2 years minimum.
Okay. And
1 year is too less.
Yeah. Question that also came up, what advice do you give to somebody improving his max reps? Like how should somebody train who wants to have like high max reps numbers, high endurance numbers?
For max reps, I recommend myo reps, standard sets, close to fail or to fail. And of course, we must use accessory exercise. Accessory exercise depends on the goal which we have. When we're doing pull-ups, we need accessories for pull-ups. When we're doing dips, we need accessory exercise for dips.
Okay. And what is your opinion on cardio for endurance numbers? Is it important? Isn't it important?
This is a funny question. It is important for runners. Or if someone wants to improve their endurance, they can do cardio.
So for but higher pull-up numbers?
No.
Okay.
Last year, I running maybe 3 times for a year.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I have good results in pull-ups, max pull-ups.
Okay. Yeah, we're coming to an end of the interview. I still have some quick questions, quick answers at the end of the interview. What do you prefer, pizza or burger?
Pizza. I think a pizza.
Okay. And are you a dog or a cat person?
Parrot person.
Parrot?
Parrot.
The bird?
Yes.
You have one?
I haven't, but when I was a child, I have a lot of parrots. And I think when I have more time soon, I will buy a parrot.
What are some athletes that inspire you in your workouts?
All athletes, which are better for me, but I haven't someone specific.
Okay, so all the athletes who are like better than you, it's not that you think, oh, like envy or something, but you think, oh, this person is stronger than me. I want, is it your mindset that you say, I want
and,
to?
And he motivated me.
Okay, that's cool.
In elements, which this guy have on high level.
Okay.
Or doing better than me.
That's cool. That's the right mindset. Do you have a favorite song right now?
Yes, I have. This is Instrumental Core, Angels Among Demons. This is the best beat for, this is the best beat in our universe, I think. I have 18% my records I doing with this song.
Wow. Then I have to listen it to my as well. Maybe I do records then as well. Maybe.
I think you should hear it because I using it on my videos on YouTube, on Instagram sometimes. So this won't be something new for you.
Okay.
Maybe you can't know what is by the name of this song. Mm-hmm.
Okay. We will put the link in the description, so for the people listening, they can check it out on Spotify. What was the best calisthenics event that you have been to? What was the best event or competition?
This was still what called Poland Championships 2017. And when I'm starting, I was third place.
Wow.
In freestyle category.
In freestyle? Wow.
Yes. I did swings, jump over the bar. So my dynamics isn't very bad.
And you also made the video with Natalia for the dynamics.
Yes.
it was funny to watch. Nice. And the last question, what's your message to the calisthenics community? What is something that you want to say them?
I will say something useful and wise. Often people asking the same questions, like what is the best exercise for front lever? What is the best exercise for planche? They people trying to find the best way to achieve these elements, but most people are already on this way. They lack patience and try to find shortcuts. Why there are no shortcuts? They people don't need the best exercise, but need only patience. That's my message.
Wow. Great. Thanks a lot for this interview. Where can people get in touch with you? Where can they find you?
On my Instagram, on my YouTube, Instagram Michał Urbanik and YouTube Michał Urbanik or Michał Urbanik and or on Facebook Michał Urbanik.
Okay, we will put all the links in the description. So if you want to check out his Michal's socials, you can check it out. And
you can try again,
Michał.
Yes, this is the best.
It was perfect. Yeah, you can say it as it is. no, I'm joking. So, you also offer coaching. Do you want to say something about your coaching?
This is very big topic because I have a lot of offers. So, I make training for not only for steel workouters. I make training for powerlifting sometimes, compared to goals. If someone training powerlifting and want to compare powerlifting with steel workout, I can make a training plan for calisthenics and powerlifting in the same time.
Okay, so if I want to do like a weighted or powerlifting plus calisthenics, then you're the right person to become my coach.
Weighted, endurance, statics elements, powerlifting, or if you need to correct your physique.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, thanks a lot for this interview. I will say thank you for your time. It was really nice to talk with you. And also, thanks to everyone listening to this. Thanks a lot that you took the time and that you appreciate the content that Michał shared. And Michał, you can end the episode. Thanks for your time.
My English isn't good, but I try to describe about your questions. I think was pretty good. I was try.
It's so, perfect.
See you soon.